movement, and it occurred to me, I was wondering if there were any religious people in this country that had any misgivings or thoughts about the trip around the moon, and whether there were any, say, objections or opinions that would run counter to the usual thought about traveling to the moon. And he said that in some of your recent lectures, you had said that man would not be able to land on the moon because of, now these are his words, because of spiritual beings there, or that there would be an impossibility or something along that line. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that or explain what you meant.
You are particularly interested with that subject matter.
Yes, I told Dan that was what I was interested in. I have background information on the movement, for instance, and yourself.
Yes, so far the movement is concerned, it has nothing to do with the moon planetary journey. It has nothing to do. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the authoritative Vedic scripture which we generally follow, in that scripture there is statement that for promoting oneself to the moon planet, one has to accustom himself to the different kind of worshipping process. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that jyanti deva vrata deva, those who are worshippers of the demigods, they are promoted to different planets of the particular demigods. Janti deva vrata devan pitrin janti pitri vrataha, and those who are worshipper of the pitris or forefathers, they go to that planet. Similarly, one who is engaged in worshipping the Supreme Lord, he also goes to the Supreme Planet. These informations are there in the Bhagavad Gita. And so far moon planet is concerned, that is within this material world. And those who are pious actors, those who are engaged in pious activities according to Vedic rituals, they can go to the moon planet. That is stated.
Those who are engaged in
pious activities.
In what activities?
Pious. There are two kinds of activities, visas and pious.
So pious and
visas.
Vicious.
Yes. So those who are engaged in visas activities, they cannot go to that moon planet. And it is also stated that if somebody goes to the moon planet, he gets a duration of life, a very, very long period.
If someone goes to the moon planet?
Yes. He has a long duration of life.
He has a long
duration of life there, in that moon planet.
I guess I didn't understand.
Just like we are living here at most 100 years, but they can live there 10,000 years. Do you follow? Just like different forms of body have got different duration of life. A dog lives for 6 years, or a cow lives for 20 years, a man lives for 100 years. Similarly, the residents of moon planet, they live for a very, very long time, about 10,000 of years.
The residents of the moon live for a long time,
yes.
Thousands of years?
Thousands of years.
Now, are you talking about
these information we get from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, this book, I have rendered into English.
Okay, which book is this?
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Now this was this a book which you wrote or translated?
You translated and commented.
Translations and comments.
Yes. Similarly, I have translated this book also. This is being published by Macmillan Company, mm-hmm. one of the biggest publishers of your country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now,
I published this book.
Were you referring to this book when you meant that? Now you said residents of the moon. You mean people that go there to live, or that are?
There are already in every planet. There are living entities.
And this is written in this book.
Yes, Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the vivid description of different planets in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are innumerable planets within this universe, and all of them are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The sun planet, the moon planet, and other planets, they are all vividly described. What kind of residents there are, their mode of living, everything is there.
Now, Dan Donnelly said that if people try to land on the moon, they would not be able to. Can you explain what you meant by that?
Yes, it is very common sense. Suppose if somebody wants to land on your country, America, you do not allow. There are so many restrictions, visas, passport, and immigration. How do you expect to land there, all of a sudden there? They are so intelligent, and though their duration lasts so long, they are far advanced in knowledge, everything there advanced. So you cannot expect in that way to land there. This is common sense of it. Besides that, the scientists also agree that the temperature there is 200 degree below zero. So how you can expect to land there and live there?
Or you don't. How do you yourself feel? Do you feel that if the United States or the Soviet Union were to attempt a landing and their spacecraft went down, what do you yourself expect?
So far our calculation goes from the books, nobody can do that. That is impossible.
Well, does the book say that it would be impossible for anyone to even approach it? At what point would it be impossible?
Impossible means the process by which you are trying to reach there.
To live there?
No, to reach there.
Oh, to leave there.
Leave there and reach there also.
Reach.
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 Yeah.
I see. But the flight that was just completed, that doesn't contradict with anything in this book. I mean, they were within, miles.
So far, we have got information that no flight has been successful to land there till now. So, I do not think how they are going to be successful in the future. This process, that is just like we are going from one place to another by motor car or by aeroplane, this process will not help us to go to the moon planet. The process is different as described in the Vedic literature.
Uh,
one has to qualify.
Well, what would be, when you say impossible for one to land or to reach the moon's surface?
Just like why you speak of moon, suppose in the ocean you can land by some artificial means for some time, but it is not suitable for human being to live on the ocean. Apart from moon planet, you take the ocean.
The ocean?
Ocean. Water. Ocean.
You can't live in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's a different atmosphere.
Yes.
You can't live on the moon because the climate is so different. You can't survive on the moon.
Everything is different. You require a different type of body to live there, to go there. Just like if you want to live within the water, this body will not be suitable. But the fish, it has got a type of body, they live very peacefully. Similarly, the residents of moon planet, they are meant for living there. You cannot go and live there abruptly. That is not possible.
Oh, the people living on the moon now, or were they in other yugas living there? Are they in this yuga living there?
No, they're still living there. Yes. As we are living here, they're living there. Yes.
And how would you describe these people that live there? Would they be invisible to us, or visible?
Almost invisible. Yes.
Is it a spiritual body?
Not spiritual. That is also material.
Like ghost bodies, subtle bodies?
Yes.
Excuse me. Okay, thank you. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Their bodies are subtle bodies, not like gross bodies.
Yeah, just like you try to understand me, that this matter consisting of five elements, earth, air, earth, water, fire, air, ether. And then it's still subtle. As subtler than ether is the mind, and then subtler than the mind is the intelligence, and subtler than intelligence is the spirit soul. So, before we reach our spiritual platform, there are so many elementary material platforms. So, in different planets, one of the elements is prominent. Just like we can experience in the ocean and sea, the water is prominent. In the land, earth is prominent. Similarly, in different, just like in the sun planet, fire is prominent. In each and every planet, there are particular type of body, particular type of residence. You cannot expect that the same type of body and same type of residence are there.
In a way, when you talk about this, you're getting into an area of which to outsiders would be interpreted as a type of prophecy, since...
No, it is not prophecy.
No, not intended
to be. We have got this description in the Vedic literature. We are speaking on the strength of authority of Vedas. We are not prophecy.
Speaking on the strength of...
of the Vedic literature.
V-E-D-I-C.
On Vedic literature.
Yes. We don't talk anything which is not authorized by the Vedic literature. That is our process.
Mm-hmm. So let me see if I can summarize correctly your views on this, that it would be impossible for human beings to land on the moon planet?
Yes.
I wonder if you could explain how it would be impossible, to what extent, I mean, whether...
The same example as I've already given, that if you want to reside in ocean water, is it possible? If you want to construct a city like New York in the ocean, is it possible?
No, but what if they wanted, you know, they have resided in the ocean or on the ocean?
Anywhere, in the ocean or on the ocean, you cannot build up a city like Los Angeles and New York. That is impossible. So even in your presence, in different atmosphere, you cannot go and live. So similarly, the moon planet is completely different atmosphere. How you can live and go?
Mm-hmm. But of course they're not going there to build a city, but they're only going there to take some rock samples and do some experiments and then leave.
That may be possible. Just like you go in the ocean and leave for some time and go, come back. But you cannot make any permanent settlement there. Mm-hmm. But that also I am doubtful, whether you can land and take some, earth or water from there. That is also very difficult. So far our literature goes, our information goes, it is not possible.
Do you think that the, say, astronauts that would land on the moon, do you think they would encounter any difficulty in going about and doing what they wanted to and then leaving?
The first thing is that according to our knowledge from the Vedic literature, they cannot go there.
But you admitted that it may be possible for them to go there for a short time and leave.
I'm taking this example just like we go for a short time on the sea, but we cannot make any permanent settlement there.
Yeah. But according to the Vedic literature,
yes,
they cannot.
In this body, we cannot go there. With this body, we cannot go there. We shall have to change this body. Either you do it scientifically or spiritually or by any other method. With this body, you cannot go there. You have to prepare a similar body which is suitable for living condition there.
Would a space suit substitute for that?
Space?
In other words, the space suits that the astronauts wear.
I don't think so. Space suits
I'm a little confused because I can't tell whether you'd feel that based on Vedic literature, that you said it may be possible for them to land and to return for a short visit. And yet you say that they cannot go with the body.
Yes, I say also this, that to land there, you must have this specific body suitable for that place.
To land there, you must have
this specific body.
I didn't get that.
So
that's a
specific body.
Now, that specific body, if you are able to make by your modern science, then it may be possible. But you have to change your body to that specific condition. By But the space dress which is now being used, that is not useful.
The space uniform, that is not adequate. Now, what about the beings that live on the moon planet?
Yes.
Do you feel that they would interfere with any experiments or persons from Earth landing there or trying to land there? Say, even if they had some specific body change or came up with a space suit that would withstand any, changes in temperature.
The first thing is that with this body, neither you can land there nor interfere with their business. The first thing is. The scientists say that the temperature in moon planet is 200 degrees less than zero. Is it not?
I don't know.
It's
very cold.
Very cold. Mm-hmm. So even taking the scientific statement, how you can live there if it is 200 degrees below the 0 degrees?
Well, I don't know, unless they're landed, unless they intend to land at a time.
No, there is a suggestion of the scientists that the temperature is 200 degrees below zero. I read some paper. So if it is a fact, then how you can live? You feel uncomfortable in the Arctic region within this planet. How you can go and stay there even for a few minutes where the 200 degree area?
Yeah. That's an argument based on logic.
Yes.
And given the information about the degree.
Yes.
But obviously they're going ahead with plans to do so. And you have a transition period, for instance, between the part of the moon that is in sunlight and the part that is in darkness.
That I've already admitted, that by modern scientific method, if you can change the condition of your present body, then you can go. It may be possible, but that is very remote.
Do you rule out talking about the beings living on the moon planet? Do you disregard talking about that because you feel that it's too remote a chance that anyone would ever land there? Or do you have any feelings?
Remote chance and the present way of going there. But it is not remote. If one wants to go there is a particular ritualistic process. If you adopt that, then you can go in your next life. That means after quitting this body, you get a different body and you get your birth there. That is basic process.
Now, did you say through a particular ritualistic process
Yes.
You can go there in your next life?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I still want to find out if you have any feelings about, if...
Going there with this body?
Yeah.
No. I am not very much optimistic. Almost I say it is impossible.
But if the impossible happened and they were able to safely land on the moon's surface, do you feel they would have any difficulty or encounter any trouble with the beings that you say live there?
The trouble is already there. You are going with great difficulty, and if you land there, you may die immediately. Everything is finished. You are already encountering the difficulty. It is not very easy. The Russian scientists, the American scientists are trying for the last 10 years. Still, they have not approached the moon planet. So difficulty is already there.
But, yeah, there are difficulties.
Yes.
But still, people
fail. Just like the Russians, they advertised that we are going there in 1965. They advertised to sell land. So these are utopian, you see. Somebody wanted to purchase land in the Russia, and they advertise also that they have plucked their flag, Sea of Moscow. What is this?
Well, my point is that I was trying to determine if there are any particular religious beliefs.
It is not religious belief. It is fact.
Well, it then, is, I mean, not...
In knowledge received from Vedic sources. Just you are talking on the source of knowledge from the modern scientific books. Mm-hmm. Similarly, we are talking also on the source of knowledge received from Vedas. It is not a religious belief or faith, blind faith. We are not inventing anything. We are talking on the basis of authoritative knowledge contained in the Vedas.
Does this basis of knowledge include any information about beings and how they would react to people from another planet? Is there anything containing, you know, how they would react? How would the moon people react to the earth people coming there?
Of course, such description is not in the Vedas, but. In some sources we can understand that a king wanted to enter the heavenly kingdom, but he was opposed. He was opposed by the demigods. That's so much information we have got. Those who are not fit to live there or enter there, maybe they will be opposed by the inhabitants there. And that is also natural to think, if somebody all of a sudden comes to your country, or there is immediately immigration department, they will see the bona fides, how you can enter. So why did you take that also? If a moon planet is inhabited by more intelligent class of living entities, how do you expect that without opposition you will be allowed to enter?
Said to be a more intelligent.
Oh yes. They are living 10,000 years. Then are they not intelligent? Their standard of living, their mode of civilization, their mode of thinking, everything is higher than this planet.
Is this from this book?
Yes.
You say they may not be visible to us. Materialized and not visible.
Yes. So many things are not visible to our eyes.
So, and when you speak of the analogies of one, say, a foreigner coming to another country and wanting to do whatever he wants to do there and being rejected or opposed by the inhabitants of that country, do you say only by analogy that there might be opposition to earth?
No, there are informations that some body trying to enter in the heavenly planet was opposed because he was not qualified.
So that because of this example, are you saying that if Earth people were able to land on the moon, that they
My first conviction is they will never be able.
Right.
But even if they are able, I do not know how they will be easily received.
You do not know how?
They will easily admit it.
You said you don't know how they would easily be received or admitted.
Yeah. By the residents there?
Meaning the word easily there, I don't know how that would be. You don't know how they would be received.
Yes.
Whether they would be hostile or friendly. Is that right?
Naturally, when I oppose, I must be hostile.
Hmm?
When I oppose, then I must be hostile.
Yes.
Yes.
And you expect that they would oppose?
Them. Yes.
The example of the king that wanted to enter the heavenly kingdom and was opposed, is this in this book also?
Yes.
And he was opposed by the demigods?
Demigods are the residents in the heavenly planet.
You might find it interesting that there are three planets. There are the lower planetary systems, middle planetary systems, and higher planetary systems. And this Earth is considered to be in the middle planetary system of the universe. It's called a middle planet.
Would that relate to anything that we're talking about?
In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that there are three planetary systems, upper, lower, and middle. So, Urdhvam Gacchanti, those who are in the modes of goodness, they are allowed to live in the upper planetary system. And those who are in the modes of passion, they are allowed to live in this middle planetary system. And those who are in the modes of ignorance, they are allowed to live in the lower planetary system.
Now, where would the moon planet fit?
Moon planet is upper.
Upper.
Yes. That is the beginning of upper planetary system. Still upper, there are many layers.
Now, can you explain to me, I have some background information about the Krishna Consciousness Society, but I don't know how to explain it in relation to the broad word Hinduism. Now, how would you relate the International Society of Krishna Consciousness to Hinduism? How would you describe it as a part of Hinduism?
No, Hinduism practically we do not recognize. Because this word Hinduism is not mentioned in any Vedic literature. It is a foreign term. The Mohammedans, they called the inhabitants of Indians as Hindus. From that word it has come to Hindus. Otherwise, we don't find that word in any Vedic literature. Hinduism is a foreign term. It is not a Vedic term.
Yeah. The Krishna Consciousness, its Vedic literature, some of the same books are also holy books for what we call Hindu religions, aren't they?
Yes. Just try to understand. The inhabitants of India were called by the Mohammedans from Persia and other places, Hindus. Hindus means the resident on the other side of the river Indus. You know, you have heard the name of river Indus. So they cannot pronounce it Indus. They say Hindus. From Hindus, it has come Hindu. So actually, the residents of India were called Hindus. And generally, at least, say, 3,000 years ago, all the inhabitants of India were strictly followers of Vedic principles. After the advent of Lord Buddha, a different religious system developed. Otherwise, before Lord Buddha, there was not only in India, in other parts of the world, they were followers of Vedic principles. So in that sense, you can say, if followers of Vedic principles are called Hindus, then before Lord Buddha, everyone was Hindu, all over the world, not that particular part of India. So far we have got historical reference from Mahabharata. Indo-European stock, they are also Hindus. The so-called Hindus, followers of Vedic principles. Yes. Gradually they deviated. Just like recently, there is division of Pakistan and India. 20 years before, this Pakistan was part of India. Now, these Mohammedans did not come from outside. They changed their faith from Hindus to Mohammedans. Now they divided their property. Similarly, actually the whole planet was called Bharatvarsha. Gradually, people deviated from Vedic principles or imitated something else and they become different.
So far, considering that the people, say the space program in the United States, was able to achieve its goals for this current flight that just finished and do what they wanted to do.
Can you inform me? Recently, you told me that they are within 60 miles from the moon planet. Is that a fact?
I'm afraid I don't know. I don't know what the mileage was.
They circled the moon within 60 miles.
Sir, they were, circumambulating within 60 miles. How they could not land? They could not go farther 60 miles?
Well, they didn't want to land at this time. They just wanted to test their ability.
Why this?
They didn't have a mechanism ready. They take a special...
If they could stand 60 miles off from the moon planet, they are already on the atmosphere. Suppose if I am 60 miles away from a city, I am in that atmosphere. So, if I could stay that atmosphere, how it is possible, that how it is wonderful that they could not go further 60 miles? I don't believe these things, these statements, that you are there, they were within 60 miles area. This is simply imagination.
Well, they didn't take along the spaceship that they need, that they have
anyway,
planned.
Anyway, just like I'm in Amitabha, Vrindavan. Vrindavan, that is 90 miles off from New Delhi. The atmosphere is almost the same. See, if I could live at Vrindavan, I could live at New Delhi also. So, if they stayed 60 miles off from moon planet, how is it that they could not go further 60 miles? This is most ludicrous. At least we cannot believe such things. 60 miles is no much difference. It is almost in the same atmosphere.
If the space program, either the Russian or the American program, which have plans to try to land on the moon and return safely, if this is successful, do you think this accomplishment would hurt the Krishna movement in the United States?
Why?
If it would contradict...
First thing is that even they are successful, according to our principle, it is simply waste of time. Because we are not concerned even with the moon planet. We are trying to go to the planet of Krishna from where nobody returns back to this wretched condition of life. So the wretched condition of life is as good in moon planet as it is in this earth planet. And do you know what is the wretched condition of life? Yes, the birth, death, old age and disease. This is the wretched condition of life. So you cannot avoid this wretched condition of life in the moon planet also. There is birth, death, old age and disease. But where we are trying to go by Krishna consciousness, there is no birth, death, old age and disease. So even the people are successful to go to the moon planet, what connection we have got there? We are not at all concerned with any planet where there is birth, death and old age and disease. Even in the highest planet of this universe.
Well, what I'm getting at is that if, for instance, you say that first it's a conviction that they would not be able to land, and secondly that whatever Earth people would go there would be opposed, and would not be able to safely return. If you say this, based on Vedic literature, and other members of the Krishna movement heard this, and then if the feat were accomplished, would this not seem a contradiction or something that had been said would be the case, and then the opposite was proved true? Would this?
What is that contradiction? There is nothing contradiction. We say that if you get a suitable body, you can enter there. So, if by your scientific process you can equip yourself with suitable body, you can enter there. Where is the contradiction?
Well, you said the space suit was not a suitable...
That is a fact.
That is not suitable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way they intend to go.
That we can safely say that with this suit you cannot go there. You have to make a different suit.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps you do not know that.
Okay, let's say that if with that suit they do go there and do return, would that be a contradiction?
Why contradiction? We say that if you get suitable suit, you can go there. Where is the contradiction?
Well, I thought you said the space suit was not suitable.
Yes, space suit is not, but if you can go with the space suit, that may be contradiction. But that I am certain you cannot go.
I'm confused.
I say, just try to understand me, that if you can prepare a suitable body, you can go there.
Mm-hmm.
But this space suit is not the suitable body. Is that all right? Now, if you actually go there by the space suit, that will be contradiction to my statement. But I am certain you cannot do that.
I see.
Yes. So there will be no contradiction. Just clearly try to understand.
Well, Well, okay, then I'll try to repeat what you said and
yes,
see if I'm correct.
I repeat. Okay. First thing is that to enter into the moon planet, you have to prepare yourself for a different body. If that body you think that it is already made by the space suit is that different body, then it will be contradiction to my statement. But I say that with the space suit that you have manufactured, that is not fit to enter with.
Well,
now it is clear?
Well, it's clear if
the space suit is not fit for entering there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear?
Yes. But
now, if by chance with this space suit you enter there, that will be contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
That nobody can enter. But I say you can enter there with a suitable body.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that the space suit is that suitable body, then you can enter there. But I think this space suit is not that suitable.
If I think the space suit
is suitable for entering that moon planet,
mm-hmm.
that is your statement. But I say that space suit is not suitable for entering into.
If I think the space suit is suitable, and say if I am an astronaut and I land there, I can land there?
If it is suitable, first thing that if it is suitable, you can land. But to my opinion, it is not suitable. Therefore, you cannot land.
Well, so then you are not saying then that it would be impossible for...
That I never say. I say in the beginning that in order to enter moon planet, you have to get a suitable type of body. That suitable type of body is not that space suit. Therefore, the conclusion is that you cannot enter with this space suit. Is it clear?
If that far is clear, but not if other questions are asked.
Further question you may ask, further that is future hope. That is not a fact. You are trusting in future that with this space suit you will be able to enter there. That you are believing. But similarly, I have got my belief from the authoritative scripture that you cannot.
Well, all I know is what they plan to do and what they've done so far. So, in view of what they hope to do,
I'm wondering
if there are any...
That hoping also from practical point of view, just like the other day the information was, they are 60 miles off from the moon planet and still they could not enter. I do not know what kind of statement it is. If you go to some place just 60 miles off from that place and you are trying for so many years, you should be inquisitive. Oh, let me go there, 60 miles farther, let me see.
Well, it's like you go, say, you walk near a theater and you don't have a ticket, you might be able to walk around the theater. But
then you come to my conclusion that your ticket is insufficient, you cannot enter there. Then you support my statement. Then you support me, that you cannot enter there.
You support me.
Why? I don't support
because
you. I say that you cannot enter. You are supporting me. You say that I have no ticket, therefore I could not enter.
And these astronauts did not have the ticket.
Therefore, my statement is that you cannot enter in this way. Therefore, you support me. What do you think?
They haven't been able to enter yet.
Therefore, they haven't got the ticket. Even after going near 60 miles, still they could not enter. So they are supporting my statement.
Yeah. Well,
whether you admit or not, this. If they could not enter even being off 60 miles, then my statement is strongly supported that you cannot enter. You go, you went there 60 miles, up to, just off 60 miles, still you could not.
Well, I think I'm still not clear on whether...
Why are you not clear?
It is your opinion that, perhaps you can help me, that the... You cannot go to the planet unless you have a suitable body, and it is his belief that the space suit is not a suitable body or a substitute or whatever.
Yes.
It is not the same thing. And yet if this is accomplished, it seems to be that he's also saying that there's no contradiction to his statement.
Because I say, if you get a suitable body, so if you think that this is suitable body, then you can enter. There is no contradiction. But I think it is not suitable body.
Mm-hmm. So would it be up to the
astronaut? But in all cases, if you get suitable body, you can enter there.
It says the means. He says it's not impossible to go there, but the means that they're using now are not very good means to go there.
Yes.
He has some doubts about the means they're using to go there.
Yes.
He doesn't think that
right.
They...
But I think we have to carry it further enough so that we can tell whether, for one thing, whether I have a story or not. If it's felt that if you have doubts that it can be done, that's one thing. But if you have great confidence that it could never be done except by changing one's body.
No, I don't say that. There, I say that in order to enter into the, just try to understand it clearly. In order to enter the moon planet, you have got to prepare yourself for a suitable body. Is that clear?
Yeah.
If you, by somehow or other, you make that suitable body, you can enter. But the present body which are manufactured, the space suit, is not suitable.
Okay, then when I try to carry it further, if they use the present body and are successful...
That they could not do till now. That is future contemplation. Because even going up 60 miles off, they could not. Therefore, this is not suitable.
Yeah.
Now you say also, just like they didn't have the ticket, and the further argument is still waiting. That means this is not suitable. This is a...
Do you think that any improvements in a space suit...
That is future hope.
Yes.
Not the present suit. I say the present suit is not suitable.
What about a future suit?
A future, if you improve, that my statement is that if you can make your body suitable, you can enter. So far the present suit is concerned, it is not good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if the
trip is made and is successful,
that
there would be no contradiction there, and in the case of, say, no interference from any moon beings, that I could foresee that there would be no contradiction there if it is achieved.
No, that means simply by your suit, if I got a nice suit and enter your port, New York or any port, but if the immigration department does not allow me, what can I do? Is that suit is sufficient?
You cannot
enforce that. There are intelligent persons there. Suppose if I come have very nice costly dress in your port and in your immigration department does not allow, what can you do? There are intelligent persons there. How do you expect that simply why you have got suit, therefore you will be able to allow? allowed to enter there. That is not sufficient qualification.
I'm just trying to pin you down to a very exact statement, if I can, as to whether or not, if they found the suitable spacesuit and did land, whether they would be interfered with.
Interfered now. You try to understand. You come from Europe or from India in a very nice gentlemanly suit. Does it mean that immigration department will allow you to enter the country? That means even if you have got suitable suit, you may be opposed. If you have got proper qualities and other bona fides. Because to live in the moon planet, there are different qualities and bona fides. So not only you have got to make a proper suitable dress, but you have to qualify yourself for getting visa of entrance into moon planet.
But what I'm saying that is that if astronauts were able to land and return to the Earth successfully,
what is that
I would predict that you would not feel there was... Would you then interpret it that they were able to get the visa or to
no,
do whatever
you,
they
if you go
to do?
And land there and go come back, that may be a pleasant thing for you, but we don't think it is a very nice thing. If I go in New York border and see and come back and I am not allowed to enter, why should I take so much trouble? It is useless trouble.
So if you can't go there and live there, what's the point in going there?
Just the Russians advertise that you are going to distribute land. That is a feasible understanding. But if you simply go and touch and come back, is that a success? Why should you take so much time simply for touching the moon planet?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, anyone can make that. There are many people that feel just that way. And
that may be.
And they have no acquaintance with Vedic literature either and might feel the same way.
No.
Why go?
Now, it is a common sense affair that if somebody takes the trouble doing so many things for the last 10 or 20 years and go there and test the moon planet, come back, it is successful. So it may be a complacence for him, but I don't think it is success. Why should I take so much trouble to touch the moon planet and come back? I have no useless time for that.
But I think that what you're saying, that it is also not strictly impossible for someone to go there and be able to come back, that many conditions would have to change for them to do that, but you wouldn't rule it out as impossible. Is that right?
No. Actually, if anyone goes there, he will not like to come back.
If anyone goes there?
He will not like to come back. Otherwise, he will give false information that I went there and touched it and come back. Just like this is information. Do I 60 miles?
Why wouldn't he like to come back?
Huh?
Why wouldn't he like to come back?
Why you are trying to go there? But let me know.
Well, for science, for getting samples of the moon's surface, for one thing.
Do you mean to say simply by knowing the moon planet, your scientific research is complete? There are so many millions of other planets of different nature. Is it possible to study all the?
No.
Then? Why you are taking so much trouble to study the moon planet? What is your idea?
I think it's to do what I said, and also the fact that it's there and it's reachable. And why not go there? You know, why climb a mountain?
No, you can go in there, but if you take the trouble of going there, why not leave there? Because the place is more comfortable than this place.
why leave there? Because the place is more comfortable than
yes,
this place?
Yes. The duration of life is small, the standard of living is fine, everything is knowledge advanced.
He's saying, if you're going to take the trouble to go to a planet, why not go to a planet that you can live in with your present body? And why go someplace where you have to make so many accommodations for space because the atmosphere is not conducive to
why you
yeah, well, they're not going there to with in mind that they themselves want to live there.
And then he says it's useless to go there.
But obviously they're going to go there anyway, and so that's why I'm trying to think of, see whether there are any...
But do you think, after so much trouble, so much labor, if you go there and simply come back and be complacent that, oh, I went there, is that very great achievement? If you can live there, you can utilize that place, then it is all right. Just like so many Europeans, they came to America, and not simply to see and go back. Why, they settled here. That is successful. Columbus invented his island, and people came, and they utilized it. Otherwise, it simply coming and going, why take so much trouble? But our Krishna consciousness movement has nothing to do with this moon planet going.
No, I realize that.
Yes.
Only in the sense that I could see some, from the way Dan Donnelly told
but,
me.
But we have got some information in the literature dealing with Krishna consciousness.
For instance, the Jehovah's Witnesses have all but predicted that Armageddon, or the end of the world, will come in 1975, and obviously if nothing happens in 1975 or shortly thereafter, their sect will suffer in some relation because they have said this, and if it doesn't happen, then...
They said
people,
so many things.
Huh?
They said so many things.
Right,
That's the Russian sect. That in 1965 we are going to...
So that one Dan Donnelly told
so we
me
never,
that...
We never believed in such statement. We never believed.
Right. What I mean is that when Dan Donnelly told me that in some of your lectures you had said that it would be impossible for man to land on the moon and that they would be opposed by beings on the moon, those sounded like very definite statements that if those things did not happen, then there would be a similar potential for a crisis within the Krishna movement of people hearing one thing said and it doesn't happen in the future. Then if those things are said that definitely, then
no,
there's always a danger.
Danger was the scientists said that 1965 they would go. Did not happen. What danger has happened?
The danger to the faith of those who felt, say, in Jehovah's Witnesses, those who believe that the Jehovah's Witnesses knew and nothing happens, they say, well...
But they're still believing. First of all, they say that 1965 they're going to the moon planet. That has not happened. And now you say 1975. So they're still believing. So a class of men is there who will always be cheated. Like that. A class of men. So there will be no danger of cheating such persons.
I don't think Swami Bhaktivedanta's students would be swayed one way or the other because their faith is in Krishna and in the spiritual master, and it wouldn't be swayed by man going to the moon or not going to the moon. These are very incidental.
No, but only if it's, say, a spiritual master of a faith made very definite statements about what man or could or could not achieve. If the spiritual master were to say man cannot achieve this, period, and then man went ahead and achieved it, there would be a crisis.
The spiritual master does not say such nonsense. But that man can achieve in a suitable body. Why don't you say that? But that suitable body is not for...
Yeah, well, that's, when I talk to you, I find that the way you say it, after, if the events are achieved, there could be explanations for it, and there would be no crisis in faith.
No.
He never came out and said that it's absolutely impossible.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your tolerance of all my questions and everything.
It is arranged.
Did you want to take this? This was just a running history of the society. This was the magazine. So you'd like to take
this. Okay, fine.
Our Krishna, you should kindly notice that our Krishna consciousness movement has nothing to do with this.
No,
just... But we are not aiming to go to the moon planet.
I realize that. And your name was Howard?
Wheeler.
Wheeler? Thank you very much.
That's
okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.